Henry Hill died this week of cancer, the age of 69, which is kind of young, but quite a few years older than what you might have thought he'd make. Henry Hill was a wise guy, a member of New York's Lucchese crime family for 25 years until he turned state's evidence, went into hiding, and became a kind of celebrity mobster after Martin Scorsese's 1990 film Goodfellas, starring Ray Liotta as Henry Hill. Henry Hill had started running errands as a teenager for Jimmy the Gent Burke, a mobster who peeled 20s from his sleeves and slapped them in the palms of busboys, waiters, and judges. "I was intoxicated by their lifestyle," Henry Hill told Britain's Sun newspaper in 2010. "They were the guys with the Cadillacs and diamond rings and a girl on each arm." His gangland reveries became a pop culture image of mobsters. Sure, wise guys may whack people, but, so the legend goes, they also tip well, love their mothers, Pasta Puttanesca, and Francis Albert Sinatra. Henry Hill insisted that he never killed anyone, but he told the London Daily Telegraph in 2009, "I shot at people, I busted a lot of heads, and I buried a lot of bodies. Some just got whacked for absolutely no reason at all." He also sold drugs, shook down storekeepers, heisted jewelry and sacks of cash, including the record-breaking 1978 score from the Lufthansa air cargo terminal in New York's Kennedy Airport. When Henry Hill figured he might be whacked for knowing too much about that robbery, he agreed to testify against Jimmy Burke and was placed in the Federal Witness Protection Program. Henry Hill and his wife and two children changed names and moved to half a dozen or more places, beginning in Omaha. Scorsese's artful film depicts the hills as urban fish floundering in suburban waters, Henry wary about having to eat shopping mall spaghetti and wear drip-dry suits from Sears. But the real Henry Hill was eventually bounced out of the program after he was convicted of burglary, assault, drunk driving, and drugs while under the government's protection. Even when given what amounts to a get-out-of-jail card, Henry Hill couldn't stop scheming. The feds changed his name. He couldn't change himself. In later years, Henry Hill gave interviews, wrote a cookbook, and called into the Howard Stern Show, but continued to get drunk, saying, "I've been on every drug humanly possible, and I can't get a handle on alcohol." It's astonishing that the wise guy who ratted out the Lucchese crime family lived long enough to reminisce about old hits, whacks, and scores in front of audiences like some aging old ball player. But I wonder how well he slept. The pensive stylings of Andre Previn. You're listening to NPR News.